Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A two-day gathering for old workers before Toronto Istima 2011 at the Markaz Masjid, Toronto, Canada. Tuesday after Maghrib Salah, 12th of July 2011. All the prophets were being protected by Allah even before their prophethood. The people of Iman are in need of building their Iman. There is no excuse of not doing the work of Dawat. The Bayan is presented by Professor Abdul Rahman Khan, who is visiting us from India.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده نصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Respected brothers, respected elders, for every prophet alayhim assalatu wassalam, with a few exceptions, there are two parts, two portions in their life. One part of the life is before prophethood. Before they were made prophets, alayhim salatu wassalam. This is one portion of their life. The other part of their life is after prophethood. For most of the prophets, prophethood was rendered at the age of 40 or later. Allah Ta'ala tells about the prophet's life before prophethood also. For example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his good nature, he wants justice to prevail. When he sees two persons quarrel among themselves, he approaches them to render justice. This is in his nature. But it ends up in a calamity by which the king goes against him. He wants to put away the quarrel. Consequently, one of them died. Next day he see again there are two people. When he approach, they say, "Oh, yesterday he killed one of them. Today it may be my turn." So they flee. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam leave his place and go out of the country. He reaches another land, another place. There he go, sit near a well. Where people of that village come to draw water. Those who come later, they deny the rights of those who have come earlier. He says, "How could this be? There come sisters who wait for a very long time because they cannot go close to these ruffians." He look at all these, then he facilitates them. By nature, love, affection, mercy, courage, justice, these daughters go back to their house and say that a stranger is found. He helped us. Thus we have returned home earlier today. The father said, "Go and fetch them. Fetch him. Bring him." They say, "Our father is an old man. He invites you to our house." He say, "Okay, I will come." They walk in the front. He say, "It is a total degradation. I walk behind a woman. You be behind and tell me where to go." His modesty. He reach home, see the sheikh, the elderly father, then he say, he hear him, then he say, "You are safe here, you can live here." Thereafter he say, "You are young. My daughters are young. So in this situation, this togetherness is detrimental. It's very harmful to you, to them. So you choose whomsoever you prefer. I will get her married to you." Mm-hmm. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام سے It is not to my choice. You are the father. To whomsoever you give, I marry. Allah Rabbul Izzat safeguard the people through whom he wants to get a bigger thing to be done in the future. Allah Himself saves. Allah saves from all that is unwanted. Allah gives His protection. We'll see this in the lives of all the Prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. How Allah Rabbul Izzat gives them protection. He protects them because they are required for an higher objective. They are not of the common lot. So he is married to the one offered by the father and they live there. He shows his affection to the elder and takes care of all his needs and wants. Not for an year, for years together. This and later when he meets Fir'aun in his coronation, Fir'aun tells about the childhood of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. You are the same boy. You are living in our premises. He narrates a few things of his childhood. Now you learned some magic and through that you want to threaten me? His childhood is also depicted in Quran. His childhood, his adolescence, his life after nikah, marriage. Then he comes back with his wife. His portion, his share is given to him. There are some sheep. When he leaves, his father-in-law, he is blind. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. His father-in-law is Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. He say, Musa, there are a number of sticks here, asa. You may select any asa you want. Musa alayhi salam go and pick up one asa. Shu'aib alayhi salam say, show me the asa. He's blind, cannot see. He take the asa and touch. Then Shu'aib alayhi salam say, this is asa of prophethood. Allah will make you a prophet. Then he briefly tells what is a prophet. Getting the dua of the blind man, of the old man, how Allah accepts. The biggest thing Allah gives, the biggest thing, the chosen among the humanity of the age, he goes, and on the way his wife has labor pain. He go in search of fire. On the hilltop he see there is brightness. On the hilltop he see there is brightness. He tell to his wife, there seems to be fire, I'll fetch that, and we collect a few sticks and we burn, and this will generate heat. You do not worry. He go there. When he go, he hear a sound. He hear a sound. You have come to a very sacred valley. I am Allah. Usually, sound means there is a direction. Immediately, a person look at that direction. The sound has come from this direction. The child in the cradle, you make sound, it is here, then it turns here. Because it identifies the sound is from this direction. Musa alayhi salam is not able to realize, understand from where the sound comes. From where the sound? It comes from everywhere. From above, from below. He go to fetch the fire. When he go closer, he see there is no fire. No fire. There is a green tree. Over the green tree, there is a ring of light. Say, okay, the tree burning, so he take a stick and want to get that fire in his stick. It goes further. He again and again. Then Allah say, this is Noor. This is Noor. This is not fire. Then Allah say, Musa, what is in your right hand? All these things, something new. He say, in my right hand, I have the asa, the stick. With this stick, I herd the sheep. When these sheep require fodder, leaves, I bring leaves down from the tree. If any wild animal, wolf, come, I drive it away with this stick. When I am tired of doing this, I lean on this and take some rest. All possible use. Then Allah say, throw that. This is so essential to him. So many things are being done by this one stick. And Allah says, throw. He threw it. His mother, on the command of Allah, leave him in the running brook in front of her house. She never say, Musa cannot even talk. He knows not to say the address. He cannot swim. And if at least here, with me in my house, I will fight to save his life. And there he is helpless to be left in a small cradle in this running brook. Never say, Allah says, you do, she does. Like mother, like son. He threw. When Allah can save me from that brook and bring me up to this day, Allah say, I do. When he throw, it become a serpent, a snake. It's not Musa alayhi salam never knew a snake, or not seen a snake, not heard of a snake. It's not he knew not a snake is venomous, poisonous. So it's a natural instinct. He flee, want to run away. It is but natural. Allah say, catch it. Allah say, catch it. And he know the consequences of a live snake. If it is caught, what will happen? Living with disobedience is far better than to die with obedience. A person who is disobedient, he is already dead. He has no value. He catches the snake, Allah revert, bring back to the same position, the asa. Thereby, Allah make him realize, I am Allah. I am omnipotent. I can change the living into non-living and non-living into living. What seems to be friendly, I will make it your foe. What seems to be a foe, I can make it back as a friend. I make enemy, I make friend. Life is from me, death is from me. What I want, thus do the entire makhluk. It is not independent of its action. So thus, Allah Rabbul Izzat take the importance of makhluk, the creation, from his heart. His heart is cleansed. His heart is cleansed. makhluk by itself does nothing. Neither it benefit nor harm. It is under the command of the Creator. Allah may change the shakal or the sifat or retain both, and He can bring opposed, say, features and results. Allah may change the shape, shakal, and sifat, character. Fire has to burn, but it will not burn. It will not burn. The knife has to cut, but it will not cut Ismail alayhi salam. No makhluk is independent. We are not slaves of creation. We are slaves of the Creator. La ilaha illallah is a call to the humanity. You are a slave? Come out of the slavery. Are you not ashamed that you live as a slave? Come out of the slavery. Come out of the slavery. This is the call, La ilaha illallah. You are a slave of the creation. Is it not a shame to you? Thus, Iman, Iman uplifts, takes him higher than any other creation. Now Allah says, you put your hand inside your bosom. When you put and take out, Maulana Ubaidullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is to tell with more explanation about that. He see that there is glitter. There is glitter. Brightness. Such a brightness which Hazrat Musa alayhi salam has never seen ever. Maulana Ubaidullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is to say, this is Noor-e-Iman. What is this? Noor-e-Iman. Noor-e-Iman. With obedience to Allah, the first gift is Allah increases your Iman. Now, Allah has given Iman. Allah has proved that this makhluk is nothing. Then the first assignment, the first work, the first order from the Creator is, now the first thing is, you are a da'i. You are a da'i. Go to Fir'aun. Go to Fir'aun. He say, Ya Allah, I flee my nation, come out of my country. And I want to go and seek shelter in an unknown place. And I want to live there with my sheep, with my wife. This is his plan. Allah said, go. Face him in the coronation. Musa alayhi salam say, he is with arrogance. an arrogant king. He will not spare me. Allah say, you are going for my cause. You are going for whose cause? My cause. You are my man. You are my man. Your objective is to live for me. Your objective is to work for me. You are my worker. All these things he does not tell in words. He says, you go. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. I hear. What you say, what he say. I see. Go. With Dawat Tassul of makhluk goes out of the heart. Without Dawat, there is no other thing by which the makhluk of Tassul, the impact of Tassul, the impact of the creation, the importance of the creation, the influence of the creation goes out by no other mean than Dawat. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh has written, jis cheez ka taasur dil se nikal jata hai, Allah us cheez ko khadamon par le aata hai. The impact of those objects which go out of your heart, Allah enslaves them and bring them down to your feet. Those makhluk cannot do anything. They can neither harm you nor benefit you. Why? Its importance has gone out of your heart. Who is the powerful man? The most powerful is one in whose heart there is no tasur, no impact, no influence of any type of creation, big or small. Creation may be in any form, any form. But for Dawat, there is no other method, no other way by which a person gets freedom from the slavery of the creation. The first work is this. You have accepted Iman and your first work is you go. You are a Dai. Anybody who embraces Iman, for him, the first work is do the Dawat. This only attest that you have accepted Iman. It is beyond imagination that a person has accepted Iman and he is not doing Dawat. Not doing Dawat. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this also Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi to say, first Dawat is from kufr to Islam. And major portion of the da'wat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to the people of Iman, to get Iman. O people of Iman, get Iman. The ahadith, for whom? For Muslims. The sermons, for Muslims. You are a da'i. Then Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to explain about various prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah tell Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi as-salam, build a house for me. It is a task impossible. Why? He is old. He is old, aged. The soil is rocky, mountainous, and wife is old, child is too small. How can I dig? How can I bring about a foundation? But he determines. Allah say, I will do. This is known only to him and his Allah. What his heart has accepted. His legs start sinking as though it is in loose soil, as though it is in a clay, in the thick rock, the hard rock. This is what Allah says to the entire ummah. See my rububiyat. You Muslims, come to Kaabatullah. See this. See this. Muhammad Ibrahim, you have been given a responsibility. If I will not give that responsibility which is not possible by you, within your heart, it is between you and your Allah. I will do. Then Allah starts paving the way. He facilitates, makes things easy. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam touched the rock. It becomes soft. He make it a brick and start keeping. Thus build Kaabatullah. What are the dimensions of Kaabatullah? That is also decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He say, I will bring clouds. And you will see the shadow. The shadow, beginning to end. All four directions. With Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, he built. The rock on which he stand goes up, swells up by itself. No ladder. If you do the work of Allah, what seems to be hard, I will make it easy. Where your hands will not reach, you do it for me. You are my man. I will make your hands reach there. Once Allah has shown, immediately Allah says, now you are a da'i. Now you are a da'i. Call people. Call people. Where? Call people towards me. Call people towards my house. He never say, Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Allah, no human dwellings here. Not a bird and not a feather to flutter. not a blade of grass. I give you azan in this open. He know when Allah say how he will do. He knows it is not for me to understand. If I am obedient, I have iman. The iman is evaluated through ita'at. Proportionate to the ita'at a person has, it reveals how much iman he has. It is not through questioning. And for me to understand, it is for me to obey. How will he do? Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, now he is a da'i. Allah say, you give adhan. He give adhan. Allah make this adhan to reach where? Please tell. Alame Arwa. Arwa means ruh, plural form. Alam means world. The world in which the ruh that are to come till the day of Qiyamah, there Allah make this voice to reach. Allah tells all these things, life of the prophets, before prophethood and after prophethood. Oh Musa, your thinking is so limited. You thought with your asa, you will herd the sheep. Now you are a da'i. The same possessing this asa is so powerful, it can sink any arrogant man. It can sink the army. No power stands before you da'i. You are so powerful because you are my man now. You threw the asa for me. You hold the asa for me. Now you are holding it for me. You are a da'i. Musa alayhi salam, with all his piety, he cannot withstand the arrogance, and so he flee. And now he is a da'i. And the impact, the influence, the greatness of makhluk has gone out from his heart and nothing bothers him now. Now the king starts bothering for himself. What will happen to me? How to get rid of him? So, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, first, as per the command of Allah, made this ummat da'i. Then only Allah made this ummat abid. The salah, the zakat, very essential. Salah is like the head. Can there be a person without a head? A person who does not perform salah, he has no place in Islam. This came in Madina Munawara later. Hajj, zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, ibadah. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this ummah first da'i. Then he made this abid. Prophets by themselves, the sanctity of the Prophet, the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his cleanliness, how he sit in solitude, in the cave, in the remembrance of Allah. The sheep forget to graze. There is grass. The sheep does not eat. So much of barakat in his zikr, in his dua, and his piety. The piety of an individual is not enough. For you are a step ahead. What is that? You are in the eye. You are in the eye. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this ummah the eye. So what is our objective? Deen seekna, deen ka kaam seekna. Deen seekna, deen ka kaam seekna. To learn deen, to learn the work of deen. The success of the Sahaba on the earlier first three centuries is because they taught the work of deen. Later it became so lame and tame, they taught only the ibadat and they left this da'wat, and thus the downfall began. Batil is shattered only through da'wat. Only through da'wat. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this ummah the eye. Who are we? Who are your brothers? We are thy. We are thy. This work is to make every individual, he or she, young or old, thy. Thy. Because he is a thy, Allah says he is my Khalifa. He is my vicegerent. One time he do what I want and I reciprocate, I return, I do what he want. I do what he want. He say, rain, Allah rains. Allah rains. One Jamaat came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was pouring, heavily raining, and the Jamaat was not at all wet. All dry. Umar radiallahu ta'ala understood. Then the Amir said, we recited one dua. Allahumma hawa alayna wa ala alay. Oh Allah, let it rain anywhere and not here. Not here. The rain, listen to them. They say pour, it pours. They say stop, stop. In the thick of the African jungles, they say, we are the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have come for Dawat. We are going to be here. So vacate. Vacate this jungle. Enter makhluk, obey. Enter makhluk. Dawat is the original status which Allah gave to this ummah. So these efforts are that Allah make us die. Inshallah, we are all ready for this? Huh? Now listen. There was slander against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Bahtan. The saddest event in the history of Islam, that Ummahatul Mu'mineen is tarnished. The grief of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha did not know what is being spoken in Madina Munawwara, and she was not well. She took permission and came to her mother's house, house of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. In her outhouse, there was one old lady with her young son. From nowhere, once they came, that old lady came to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "I am an orphan, this is my child, and I am your relative." When she say in the name of relationship, though he cannot recollect, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, "Go and stay there. This is your abode, you and your child." He feed them, take care of them. She loved Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha so much. When she come to her house, always she spent time with her. And so happy. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came in this situation, which she does not know, aware of, in the night they go out afar to ease themselves. This old lady accompanied as usual. And she fell down. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha take her up. As she lift her, This old lady say, Taisa Mista. Mista, he is the only son of this widow. May Allah destroy. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha say, "Is Taisa not your son? Mista not your son?" "Yes. Yes, at this sacred time, you are cursing your only son?" "Yes." Later, she said that he is in collaboration with the Munafiq, and he also is among those who say spreading the slander against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. When she, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, know that such a word is there in Madina Munawara, only at that time she knew. Later, when the ayat of Barat about the cleanliness, about the chastity, about the piety, about the purity, when Allah revealed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is so happy, and she say, I know, but I thought Allah will change his heart. I thought Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will see a dream. But never ever I knew that till the day of Qiyamah, my chastity will be so much appreciated that he makes an ayah, a verse in the Holy Quran. When it was said, he is among them who slander, who join the people who slander, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, he is Badri. He is a person who has participated in Badr. All his earlier and later sins Allah has forgiven. Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wasalam call Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and say, go. There is one lady. She is carrying a message. Bring that message back. See that it does not reach Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu take his people, find that woman. Briefly, she deny, later she give the paper. Ali radiallahu ta'ala is so wise with hikmah. He asked, who gave this letter to you? She said, this Hatim bin Bata, this Sahabi gave the letter. The letter was brought. In the letter it is written, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is planning to invade Makkah Mukarrama, and he has passed this secret espionage to the chieftain Kafir of Makkah. Kafir of Makkah. He asked, Hatim, why you do this? He said, O Nabi Allah, when he told me to do hijrah, I did hijrah with you. My wife, my children are there. They should not be abused. So get some of their favor. I wrote this, did this favor to them. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he did not say it is treason against the state. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is Badri. He has participated in Badr. Allah has forgiven. I also forgive. To narrate a few incidents. Like this, not one, many incidents in which, when in the later part of the life, when Ashabul Badr did some mistake in the later part, Allah forgive. Respected elders, you know well. Three Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala an ajma'in, they were also the people of Badr. But they did not take part in Tabuk. Did Allah pardon? Allah did not pardon. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not pardon them. All other mistakes can be pardoned. And being a Muslim and not participating in Dawat, this is an unpardonable thing for which there is no kafara. A shortcoming in Salah, ask ulama, this such this who? A shortfall in Hajj, ask ulama, they will say, give sadaqah, give dam of a sheep, and give dam of a goat, give dam of a camel, slaughter one. Equated, compensated, kafara. Whereas, a person, a Muslim, and shortfall in dawah, this is not compensated. Not compensated. No kafara in Islam. No kafara. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh said, telling a lie, Muslim, no, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. Stealing others' property, theft, it is a crime. But a Muslim, and not doing this work of dawah, he said, Ummul Jarayam, mother of all crimes. The Muslim Ummah was in peril, in test, in trial. Many ulama came to Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. I heard this not once, many a times from many of our elders. They said, you do dua. The Ummah come out of this situation. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh told three sentences. He said, ye ummat Allah ke nigaah mein mujrim hai. Ye ummat Allah ke nigaah mein mujrim hai. Daawat ka chhodna jurm hai. Daawat ka chhodna jurm hai. Khuruj, Allah ke raah mein nikalna, iski tauba hai. Main ummat ko amali tauba kara raha hoon. اور اسی سے اللہ کی رحمت اترے گی اس کا قہر مہر سے بدلے گا. This ummat is a sinner in the sight of Allah. The sin is that it has abandoned the work of dawah. And the repentance is making this ummah go in the path of Allah. I make this ummah to practically repent for their greatest crime, the greatest misdeed, that it is not doing the work of Deen. Respected elders, this is not a movement. This is not an organization. This is neither a sect nor a cult. This is the basic responsibility which anybody who embraced Islam, the first thing that was told is, you are a da'i now, do the work of da'wah. Abu Bakr embraced Islam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do what I am doing. Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, blooming with enthusiasm, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cautioned him, you are a da'i, but proceed slowly. It is impossible that I am a Muslim, I am of no avail to Islam, I am of no use to Islam, I am alive to my shop, I am alive to my job, I am alive to my wealth, I am alive to my family, but I am dead to Islam. Dead to Islam. Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, a person bring about a cow. He give it best fodder, best food, everything. The cow utilize all these facilities but does not yield milk. Does not yield milk. He wait. It only put on flesh and never yield milk. The purpose is defeated, but utilize all the niyama, all the facilities provided. Then he called the butcher and hand over. Go. Now it is in the hands, handed over to the butcher. Now the hue and cry, oh, cutting this and cutting that, oh, this is painful, this is detrimental, this is of no avail. You change yourself. So, respected elders, this is our basic responsibility. In this portion of the globe, Allah has preferred all of you. Allah has preferred all of you. Now, such a big ni'amah Allah has given to us, and we should thrive on it. We should make it grow. This is not being done something for sawab. You do this, there is sawab. There is sawab, ajr, reward, but not for reward. This is for myself to exist as a Muslim, for my generations to continue as Muslims. This is a basic necessity. Basic necessity. Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, if you do this work, if you do this work from the house of atheist who deny the very existence of God, awliya Allah will come up. That we see. That we see. How ulama, huffaz, alim, maulana, Allah's grace. And at the same time, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi said, O Muslim, if you leave this world from the house of from the families of awliya, there will come out people who will say scorn and laugh at deen and sunnah. They will be so much established in haram. And for a person going for salat, namaz, he has to sneak as though he is doing a big mistake. Going for salat, he has to hide himself. For very existence, this is our requirement. It's not we are doing some service to anybody. This is to service for us and our own generation. So Allah has given us this work. So we should ask Allah, get this work done through us. This is an amanat. We'll do this inshallah. Now we have a few tashkeel. Not for today, for rest of your life. During tashkeel, let us not get up. Let us not get up. Allah is not happy that we walk away at the time of tashkeel. By our sitting, we are extending our cooperation. Allah see, He is cooperating. All the names that come, everyone is rewarded. Everyone is rewarded. At the time of tashkeel, shaitan puts in his heart, I should go earlier so that there is no queue in the toilet. He wants to sneak. A person who is half-hearted, half-minded, I give in my name or don't give my name. He says, this is a nice occasion, I follow him. He paves the way. He drains out all the barakat. He deprives himself and deprives the entire gathering. For rest of our life, we have to show, O Allah, we are interested in your deen. And we are supporters of deen. Inshallah. Now what is our request? The first request is, those who have already given 4 months. Those who have already given 4 months. We make an intention that every year we will give 4 months. Inshallah, raise up your hands. Mashallah. Every year we will give our 4 months. Mashallah. Sit together, do mashwira. When is that 4 months that I am going to give and ask Allah and plan and then go for 4 months. Then we are alive to the cause, alive to the call, alive to the reason. We are alive to Islam. And second thing, respected elders, those who have not given 4 months so far, I have been coming, I am hearing, I have been intending, I gave 40 days or less or no, but I have not given 4 months. Those brothers who have not given 4 months so far in their life, now raise up your hands, inshallah. We will give our 4 months, inshallah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah is very happy with you. Allah is very happy with you. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. There should not be any person who is depriving himself in this from this rahmat. He is not escaping. He is not escaping. He is depriving. He is depriving. Let Allah hand me over to the butcher. Where is the question of my yielding the milk? Then when calamities befall, asking, well, you do dua, you do dua, you do dua, this is my own earning. If I betray my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my wife betray me, my daughter betray me, my partner betray me, and I have human cry, which is of no avail in the sight of Allah. Your crying has no value with me. Go. This is your own earning. So, respected elders, we ask Allah, O Allah, change our heart. Inshallah. And others, mashallah, say, from this ijtama, inshallah, which is to commence, you have many responsibilities. You are all host. You are all host. You are those brothers who have given 40 days, 4 months, less, but doing some work, you are accounted. So people, those who come, are your guest. Your guest. We set a right example. So from ijtama, we get ready to take jamaats. From the system, we get ready. MashaAllah, big niyama. As the garden at one stage starts giving fruits, the tree starts giving fruits. Like that, students are coming now. Madrasa students are coming in jamaat. And you elders, you have to groom them, bring them up, and hand over this responsibility to the next generation. This is a big ni'mah Allah is giving. New people Allah is sending. So this is, they are our guest. We have to take them in jamaat. So from this jod, which is to be held inshallah, after 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, inshallah, we will take jamaats. Who are those brothers, please? Stand up, mashallah. Write your names to take the jamaats with you, inshallah. Masjid wise, individuals, 4 months from this jod, inshallah. 4 months from this jod. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, brothers, alhamdulillah. You are all those brothers who have already given time. You are the source to bring the decision from Allah, rahmat from Allah. Individuals, please tell your names, 4 months, and even 40 days. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, brothers, those who have not yet given their 40 days or 4 months of this year, MashaAllah, you benefit. MashaAllah, Kaunsi Masjid se? MashaAllah, Baitul Mukarram. Allah barakat farmaye. Kitne musalman hai Baitul Mukarram mein atraf? To bahut dam jamaat dena chahiye. Ye shuru hai. Haan? Ek lakh bhi gine to shuru to ek se hi hota hai. Aapne shuru kar diya hai. MashaAllah. Aur farmaye. Yes, brothers. MashaAllah. Tell individuals, jamaats, masjid. MashaAllah.
Three jamaats.
From Baitul Mukarram, 3 jamaats, mashallah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, brothers, alhamdulillah. Yes, from various masjids of Toronto, you please tell. And from the outskirts of Toronto also, You say, those who have come here, it has to come from you. Kahan se? Darus Salam, two Jamaats. Nahin, wo khud bole. Nugget se koi nahi aaya yahan? Haan, aapki Jamaat hai. Ji, ek Jamaat. Then, picket. Pikrik. Masjid-e-Noor. Kaun hai Masjid-e-Noor se? Ji. Ye to aapke liye fakhr ki cheez hai. Khade ho jaiye. Allah ki rahmatein utarti hain aapke khade hone par. Sare zameen par utarti hain. Haan, Allah is manzar se khush hote hain. Mashallah. Aur bataein. MashaAllah, Madina Masjid se do jamaat. Barakallah. Respected elders, respected brothers, in ijtimaas, night is more important than the day. What service say? The decision has to come from whom? So the decision making, you have to get it done in the night. Here in the other istama which is to come, it is not for gossip. It is not for gossip, chit-chat, eat, sit, talk. So we spend our night in the best form. All of us stay here. Tomorrow, after Fajr, is Karguzari, the most important amal. The very purpose of old Karkun Jod is Fikr and Nehaj. So what we had the Muzakara is about the Fikr. What we will have tomorrow after Fajr is Nehaj. A person moving in the right direction, even if he is slow, he will reach his destination. A person moving fast, but the direction is wrong, day to day he will drift away from the destination. So whatsoever we are doing, that will be done muzakara. We were told there are three places in which there is weekly istama. What are those three places? What is that three which you said the other day today? Three? Okay. Three halkas are there. Excellent. Three halkas. What is the name of one halka?
East, west,
and very simple, I can remember. From East Halqa, after Isha Salat, we want three or five brothers. Minimum three, maximum five. Who will be those five brothers? Please stand up. Yalla. Huh? Sab rahe hain. Five brothers from East Halqa. और भी कहें और भी और कोई नहीं है ये तो मिल जाएंगे नहीं हु आर देस मिलिंग
भाई तश्कील वाले खड़े हो जाएंगे
तश्कील हाँ ठीक है जिनको चाहे ले लीजिए पांच आदमी आप ले लेंगे ना ईस्ट से ईशा के बाद थोड़ी देर के लिए बैठिए बहुत फजर का जो प्रोग्राम है बहुत ही अहम प्रोग्राम बहुत अहम सब रहना है इसलिए इसको फजर में रखें किसी ने कहा 10 बजे रखो कहे 10 बजे नहीं मालूम किसी के इन्हें क्या है आगे पीछे हो इसलिए फजर में आसान है किसी से छुट्टी लेने की जरूरत नहीं है एप्लीकेशन देने की जरूरत नहीं है वो तो डरते डरते जिंदगी गुजार दिए मगर दिन का काम करते ही रहे किससे डरते बहरहाल शब गुजारी यहां करें और यहां इंशाल्लाह फजर के बाद ईस्ट से पांच आदमी फाइव ब्रदर्स फ्रॉम ईस्ट फाइव ब्रदर्स फ्रॉम वेस्ट हु विल बी मॉनिटरिंग देम फ्रॉम वेस्ट جیسے ایک کھڑے ہو جائیں جی ٹھیک ہے آپ ویسٹ سے اور سینٹر سے فائیو آدمی کون لے آئیں گے ٹھیک ہے پانچ پانچ آدمی لے آئیں آپ سے چھوٹا سا مذاکرہ کرنا ہے تاکہ صبح میں ساری چیزیں پوری طرح سے ہو اچھی طرح سے ہو ابھی ناؤ وی گیٹ ریڈی فار اور عشاء سلام عشاء سلام ہاں جی اینی اناؤنسمنٹس ٹو بی ڈن وچ آر ویلیوڈ اناؤنسمنٹس وچ آر پرمیسبل اناؤنسمنٹس جی جی خیر عامر صاحب کچھ فرمائیں گے آپ ہی فرمائیں جی جی سنو بھائی
بھائی یہ مجمع جو ہے وہ آج رات ہمارے ساتھ میں ہے کہ کل شام تک ہمارے ساتھ میں ہے ذرا بتاوے تو صحیح کون کون کل شام تک ہمارے ساتھ میں ہے ماشاء اللہ واہ بھائی واہ تو ایک تو پورا مجمع جو ہے وہ ہمارے ساتھ رہے کل اجتماع کے ختم ہونے تک اس لیے کہ ہر مجلس کا ایک رنگ ہے اور اس میں ایک کام ہے وہ سارا مل کر کل شام کو کوئی شکل بنے گی اگر وہ مجلس چھوٹے گی تو کام ادھورا ہی رہے گا اس لیے آپ حضرات سے ہماری درخواست یہ ہے کہ آپ حضرات ابھی سے لے کر کل اجتماع کے ختم تک سارے ساتھی رہیں اس کے علاوہ دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ ہو سکتا ہے کہ ہمارا ایک بڑا مجمع ایسا ہے کہ جو وقت لگایا ہوا ہے چار مہینہ ہے چلا لگا ہوا ہے لیکن وہ ابھی تک آ نہیں سکا ہو سکتا ہے کہ ان کی تک دعوت پہنچی نہیں یا پہنچی نہیں تو آئے نہیں بہرحال جتنا آپ کوشش کر کے ان کو بلا سکتے ہیں خود تو جائے نہیں اس لیے کہ جانے سے ہو سکتا ہے ہم ہی پھنس جاوے اس لیے آپ فون وغیرہ کے ذریعے سے کسی اور راستے سے ان کو بھی لانے کی کوشش کریں کہ وہ چاہے رات کو آ جائے آخری درجے میں فجر کی نماز وہ ہمارے ساتھ پڑھیں اور کل دن بھر وہ ساتھ میں رہیں اور جیسے ابھی اپنا پروفیسر صاحب نے بتایا کہ ہر حلقے کے پانچ پانچ ساتھی عشاء کی نماز کے بعد ان کے پاس آ جائیں تاکہ وہ امور بتا دیں گے کیا امور کی کارگزاری ہوگی اور کیا کرنا ہوگا تو سب چیز وقت پر آسانی کے ساتھ ہو جائے گی چلیے